In 2011, Governor Cuomo persuaded the legislature to limit the auditing powers of the state's controller, Tom DiNapoli, when it came to large economic development contracts. They included ones through the state university's Polytechnic Institute, which was heavily involved in hundreds of millions of dollars of projects.
The oversight powers of the controls office were diluted. We were taken away from the opportunity to have contract review of SUNY and CUNY construction contracts and centralized contracts under OGS. Also, our traditional oversight, what we call the pre-audit authority, was taken away. So you're talking about billions of dollars worth of contracts that over the past few years hasn't had the kind of oversight and checks and balance that we've had years before.
Cuomo said at the time the extra oversight slowed down the process. But since 2011, the over $4 billion in annual subsidies for economic development led to major scandals of bribery and bid rigging, including $750 million for the Solar City project in Buffalo and a never-used film hub near Syracuse. The former head of SUNY Polytechnic, as well as several former close aides and associates of Governor Cuomo, are facing or serving prison time. The controller and government reform advocates have argued that if the controller's office had been able to examine the contracts, they might have averted the damaging scandals. Cuomo, just before the state budget passed in late March, struck a verbal agreement with Controller DiNapoli to allow the controller to once again see the economic development contracts. DiNapoli, in an interview, says nearly half a year later, though, the details still haven't been worked out.
The spirit is there, but the actual translating the intent into a practice has not happened.
So you haven't seen any of these contracts?
No. We're hopeful that because conversations continue with the second floor, that we can work it out administratively.
John Caney with the reform group Reinvent Albany says he thinks the governor broke his promise.
The comptroller is quite a gentleman, but it looks to us like the governor completely reneged on a publicly announced deal.
Caney says what's ultimately needed is a law reinstating the controller's oversight powers.
The comptroller's powers have to be reestablished in law again, because no agency volunteers to have pre-audits, as they're called, or review by the comptroller of their upcoming contracts.
DiNapoli agrees.
My goal would be work it out administratively and then have that memorialized in statute.
The legislature has had second thoughts about the 2011 agreement, and bills have been proposed to return the auditing authority, but they failed to pass and become law. The next chance to do so would be in 2020, when the legislature next returns to the Capitol for a session. Caney says with all of the bad publicity over the bid rigging and bribery scandals, he'd think the governor would welcome the measures.
You'd think the governor would be very sensitive to this issue and want to be inoculated against claims of waste, fraud, and abuse.
But he says since then, zero reforms have been enacted. The governor's office denies that Cuomo reneged on the deal. They say they're still working out the details on how to restore the controller's auditing oversight authority. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.